Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are joining us from on this amazing, amazing morning. It is amazing on so many different levels because I am so grateful for this new day. Yesterday, I celebrated my birthday and all of you made me felt so loved. And I am so thankful for that. It is also special because of the lineup of guests that we have for you today. I want to encourage you to grab your note takers, grab your water or whatever hot beverage you're having. You're probably having some jasmine green tea or whatever. Because when this conversation begins this morning, you don't want to leave your seat. I'm telling you, fasten your seatbelt because this is going to be an enjoyable ride. So just fasten because you don't want to be shifted at all. My honored guest has been hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And I have three guests today. My first guest is Mrs. Letha Oines, which I'm going to bring on live, and I'll introduce her to you afterwards. Then my second guest is a returning guest to the show. She has been here numerous times. The power expert herself, Dolores Presley. And my third guest is a young man from France. He decided he's going to be calling in today because yesterday he called in for my birthday after the show was off the air, and he was very disappointed. So he said, well, since I'm going to be calling on the show when you have entrepreneurs on, and I'm studying to be an economist, I want to have something to say. American mother is what he calls me. So we are going to have Hendry on for the last 30 minutes. So I'm honored. Thanks to Mr. Walter Misch, my producer, for being in the chat room. Thanks, Walter, for coming. For those of you who are listening, the call-in number for the show is 646-915-8166. And as always, the chat room is open. We welcome you in there. We welcome you to call in and ask questions. Because the only way you'll get everything that you need is by asking the right questions. So before we get into all of that, I want to share from one of my books. I can't say the latest book because I just launched for yesterday, which we will talk about later on. But I will share from the book Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And the one I choose to share today, the title is The Memory of Your Heart. You don't have to be rich or famous for gratitude to matter. It's important to count your blessings, no matter your station in life, no matter how young or how old you are. Science has proven that keeping a gratitude list, even if it's only three things daily, creates healthier, happier gratitude's not only good, gratitude is for you. When I counted my lack, the things I'd lost or never had, I had very little. When I began to count my blessings, I almost instantly became a richer man. That wealth is a spiritual abundance, a bounty of love, peace, and well-being. What I realized is life's blessing had always been there. I hadn't. Don't know where to start with gratitude? Simple. Start with your heartbeat of breath. Then, books, songs, movies, food, friendships, adventures, what you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. Gratitude is the memory of the heart. So remember freely. Record it without judgment. Do it today, do it tomorrow, do it in the morning, and again at night. It takes such a short time, but the results are powerful. You may feel like a porter now, but life's great pageant is only a simple thank you away. Todd Aaron Jensen is the author of this entry. Thank you, Todd, for entering that powerful, powerful entry. And I want to introduce to you, let me just read the intro of my guest. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room with me. And I'm sure majority of you have seen or heard about her. And I'll just read her intro verbatim for you. What makes you different makes you valuable, and what makes there's a slight disturbance I'm hearing. Let me begin over. We know how these technology goes. Let me just mute my guest back, and then I will bring her back on. You know how noisy technology gets sometimes. Okay, so please excuse me for that. Let me begin over. What makes you different makes you valuable. What makes you valuable makes you wealthy. This is a core principle by which our next guest or speaker has built her success. As the nation's leading expert on the art of building an irresistible brand, personal branding strategist Lethia Owens is the president and CEO of Lethia Owens International Inc., a consulting firm focusing on personal and leadership branding for enterprising entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Ranked number 8 among the top 30, number 8 guys out of 30 brand gurus in the world, Lethia was one of the first individuals to become certified as both a personal branding and social media strategist. She has written 8 books, 3 of which are bestsellers, and she uses her passion to help her clients. Build an irresistible brand that attracts massive leads, more ideal clients and endless referrals. Turn their gifts, talents, and passion into their competitive advantage in the marketplace, and discover what makes them different and learn to leverage it to help them become more valuable and profitable. Lysia's message of reinvention, courage, and self-empowerment has inspired audiences from Dallas to Dubai, and has been heard on Fox, CBS, and NBC affiliate networks. And guess what, guys? Now she's here in this studio to share that message with you. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the world's guru on personal branding strategies, Miss Lysia Owens. Mrs. Owens, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning back to you. I am so excited to have the opportunity to share with your guests.
Oh, thank you so much. Man, I've been following you from you know when. You know, in Jamaica, we have a term we call from Wappy Kill Philip. And that means for like your entire life, you know?
Wow.
I tell you, I am so honored to have you. I'm so privileged to be talking because you are just making waves in the world and showing us that we have no reason to settle for mediocrity because we are uniquely and authentically created for irresistibility. And I'm just so excited to have this morning. So let me just be quiet. Let me just be quiet and hand the floor over to you.
Well, what an amazing introduction. Thank you so much for just setting the pace and the tone for our talk today. And you are so right. I often say that we were born with both the opportunity and the responsibility to be absolutely irresistible. And we are our most irresistible selves when we are our most authentic. And so when we show up in the world around us as our most authentic self, powerful and courageous enough to own our power, and when we learn how to articulate the value and the abilities, the gifts and talents that we have, that is what makes us absolutely irresistible to the people who are around us. We find ourselves in a place where people just want to be around us, where people just want to do business with us, where people remember us, as you would say, for a lifetime, because we have made a difference. We have impacted them, and perhaps in some way we have helped to transform their lives for the better. So we all have an opportunity to be irresistible, but we also have a responsibility because the gifts that God has given us, the talents and the passion and the skills that he has given us is really his gift to us, but our gift back to our Creator is what we do with those gifts and talents. And everyone listening to the sound of my voice right now has talent. They have gifts. And even if they have lost their way or are not connected to their passion, it is still there. It has not left them. It may just be buried below life's circumstances and life's experiences. But, oh, if they could just peel back the layers. You know, the books that you are releasing have the power to release people into their greatness. And if they would just stay connected to powerful resources and powerful people, they will find that passion will be rekindled and that they can walk boldly forward into their powerful future. When you become crystal clear about what it is that you want, when you become crystal clear about who you are, whose you are, and what you possess, it is as if, Daphne, it is as if our future reaches back to our present and it inspires and compels us to do today what we must do in order to create that phenomenal future that we so desire. Let me say that again. Our future reaches back to our present, picks us up from where we are, dusts us off, shakes us off, reminds us of who we are, and then it inspires us and it compels us to do today, to read that extra book, to spend that extra time on the phone call making sales calls, to spend that extra time getting the rest we need so that we can be rejuvenated and energized. It inspires and compels us to do today the things that we must do in order to create that phenomenal future that we so desire.
I tell you, Lithia, if we would just end the show now, people would have gotten as much to go out there and call you up and say, come, I am ready. It is so on the mark, because the people sit down and they have all the excuses of why we can't do this, why we can't do that. I remember years ago, when I moved to Connecticut, I used to live in New York. And of course, everybody knows I'm Jamaican by the music in my voice and my sunny personality. Yes. And at the time, my son was going to boarding school down at Valley Forge Military Academy. And a friend of mine shared with me that, girl, over the summer, they do a barbecue at the Holiday Inn Hotel. You go, you can have a meal, and you only have to buy your beverage, you know, whether you want to have a wine or whatever it is you drink, not water. It has to be soda or something or hard liquor. And you can eat as much as you want for free, other than buying the drink. So I started going there, and I met a very eloquent businessman in town. And he introduced himself, and he asked me, I want to just take a break to welcome Bible Truth by Benny to the chat. Thank you for coming. And the gentleman introduced himself. He told me what business he did, and then he asked me what I did. So I told him, at the time I was working part-time at one of the United Way agencies and doing my business on the weekends. And I told him, oh, I'm a motivational speaker. And he looked at me puzzled. He said, oh, you won't be able to make it with that Jamaican accent. I said, watch me.
I just looked
at him. I said, watch me. And I didn't take it as an insult, because it's amazing now. You say, what makes us different? Makes us valuable. Because, Alethea, I was appointed the president for the Speakers Association in Connecticut. It was the Black Speakers Association founded by Dr. Wilkins.
Yeah.
And I made sure that at my luncheon for the launch, who you think was on my first invitation list at the head? That gentleman.
Oh.
And I shared the story when I did my speech, and I said, don't allow anyone to put a label on you. Who was the first one applauding him? And I smiled, and I was sharing with my friends afterwards. I said, the people who say things to you, they never remember. And since then, I've had him on my TV show and everything. And I think one day I'm going to be bold enough to remind him what he had said to me then. But don't allow anyone to rain on your parade. And I'm going to put it back to you, but I want to welcome guest 1626 to the show.
You know, Daphne, one of the things that I think is really important for people to understand is that the thing that you were put here to do, the reason I say that we can monetize our message is because the gifts and talents that we possess, if we don't try to become like everyone else, but we tap into our uniqueness, the thing that makes us different, and if we can set ourselves apart so that people understand what the advantage is in working with us over our counterparts, our competitors, then what we do is we break away from being a commodity and competing just on price. So whether you're mm-hmm. listening and you are a professional in corporate America and you're looking for that promotion, or whether you're an entrepreneur and you have your own business where you offer products and services and you're competing with other entrepreneurs, it does not matter in both arenas. If you learn to set yourself apart and leverage what makes you uniquely different, you will begin to stand out, and you will begin to become more memorable, and people will be able to identify specifically with you what you bring to the table. So as we begin to position ourselves and explore and understand and really dig deep, as we do that hard work to really get clear on those things, what we find is that there are all sorts of benefits that come along, but not everyone we know, love, and trust will be ready to take that journey with us. So when I was in Dubai last year, I had an opportunity to visit the Burj Khalifa, and that's the tallest building in the world. And you may have seen it in the movie Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. So here I am going up to the 122nd floor, and during this elevator ride, I have the opportunity to ponder on the construction of this building. I watched the video, and I watched how they built this amazing structure. And we all know that it is tall and it's magnificent in the sky. But what many people don't realize is that before they ever laid the first piece of steel beam, or before they ever placed the first pane of glass, they had to spend months digging deep down mm-hmm. in the earth. Mm-hmm. And it's that way in life.
That's
because
right.
if we realize that the deeper we dig, the taller we can stand.
Mm.
And the taller we stand, and the more firm and the more sure we are. So doing the hard work of peeling back the layers, being honest with yourself, being able to identify what your unique gifts and talents are, and then don't let anyone tell you that you must assimilate and become more like someone else when you've been created as a unique individual. So when you do that hard work and you start to get clear, there's a boldness that will rise up inside of you that no one can take away from you. And I'll never forget my mother, when I told her of my dream of starting my own business, my mother told me, well, you've already gotten a scholarship to go to college, and no one just gives you scholarships. But you got the scholarship, and it surprised all of us, but you're trying to do too much. Why don't you, sweetheart, just go sit down and focus on school and stop trying to do too much? And I learned that day. My mama loves me. I know my mama loves me.
And she don't want to see you hurt.
Exactly. But the people who love us most, and the people we trust most, and the people we want to be happiest for, sometimes cannot go there with us.
That's
because
right.
if they can't fathom that it's possible for them, how could it be possible for you?
Lord, you are speaking my story, Lord.
So it's not that it's impossible for you. It's just that they can't see it possible for you. But I listened to my mother's critique, and I learned quickly that she loves me and I love her, but she cannot go on this journey with me at this moment. So I found other people who would add gasoline to my fire, who would nurture and cuddle my dream and help me really build it. And I kid you not, a year later, here I am, this young 19-year-old woman with a contract with Procter & Gamble. My mother was now making $100 an hour for working for me, blowing up balloons. And this is what she said. She blew up the balloon. She said, baby, I'm so glad you didn't listen to me. Oh, baby, I'm so proud of you. So those who deny you the victory initially will be people who will champion you in the end.
My Lord. Oh, Lysia, it brought tears to my eyes to listen, because my story is so intertwined in you, in your story. It is so intertwined. Lysia, I've been digging so deep. I just want to thank God this morning for what you've just said. It's just an affirmation. I never gave up, you know? I've been digging deep so long.
Yes, yes. And you know, one of my best friends, Lisa Douglas, she has a book on this title, but she says, there are diamonds in your dirt.
Diamonds in your dirt. Oh. Mm. Wow. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for that. Oh my God.
Yeah, and so you know what you're seeing and experiencing today is just a reflection of my most authentic self. Me using the gifts and talents that I've been given to do the work that I've been called to do, to help people experience a transformation that is part of their life's journey. And everyone listening to this call, though they may not be a speaker, though they may not be a coach, they in their own right have some gift that is so valuable that it caused our Creator to form them uniquely in their own specific way, counting the hairs on their head and orchestrating and designing them that they would, too, be able to live a life where they are able to give their gift and share their gift with the world. And so we have to realize that as we talk about, you know, monetizing our message and building an irresistible brand, we have to position ourselves so that no one can rob us from that. No one can rob us from that. And we are the only ones who can protect and who can secure and who can really hold on to that vision and that dream, because other people are people. They're humans. They may not always respond, react the way that we would like them to. But we have to stay focused on the prize and the goal, and we will find in the end that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
You know, Alethea, I often, when I'm in conversation with people, I said, you know something? I have come to learn and realize that my competition is my past experience and my past performance. Because I said, when I focus my energy on what the other person is doing, I'm not staying true to that which I'm called to do. Mm-hmm. And I said, because I'm so unique and I focus on my authenticity, there's nobody that can compete with that. Years ago, I went to a conference, I don't remember where, and I was speaking with this person. Oh, it was a small business meeting. I had gone to someplace. And she asked what I did, and I told her. She said, oh, you're like Les Brown. I said, no, I'm not. I said, it happens. It only happens to be that Les speak and I speak. I said, I know Les personally. He's even someone I can categorize as a friend. But I said, I can tell you this. Les is not trying to do Daphne, and I know Daphne is not trying to do Les, because if we all do that, it's going to be one messed up thing. I said, ain't nobody can do Daphne like I can do Daphne. She laughed so hard.
Right.
I said to her, I'm so glad that because of my laugh, my allowing you to get such a healthy laughter, your blood pressure will not be elevated. And we just forged a friendship. You know, every time I would go to the chamber, meet and greet and see her, she said, I'll never forget what you tell me. But she said, I learned a valuable lesson from that. I want to welcome the Fair Recruitment Agency, LLC, to the show. Guys, do not wait for the end to call in. You're welcome to call in at any time your sweetheart desire with a question. Or if you're a client who has been working with Mrs. Alethea Owens, feel free to call in and give a testimonial so the world can hear, for those who probably haven't heard yet. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And you are listening, for those of you listening online, my honored guest is Mrs. Alethea Owens. And tweet everybody, text everybody, let them know the show is on. There's lots of empty seats here. I brought in extra chairs, guys, because I was expecting more of you to come out. So tweet tweet everybody. Let the board light up. We want to hear from you. Back to you, Letitia.
Thank you so much. And so one of the things I really wanted to share with the audience that's listening to us today is I kind of laid the foundation and really helped them to understand the work that has to happen internally before you really begin to promote your message externally. But as you begin to promote your message externally, I want to share with you a process or the facets of building a really powerful, irresistible, and profitable brand. So I believe that if your brand message is findable, likable, credible, and actionable, then it can become powerful and profitable. So I want to break that down for you, and I'll go through each of those pretty quickly, and I'll pause after each to give you an opportunity to perhaps ask a question or to maybe fill in with a point of an experience that you have had. But the first item is your brand message must be findable. And when we think about that, it really requires us as entrepreneurs to really be in business. You know, are we operating as a CEO or are we operating as if this is a hobby? You see, if we're operating as if our business is a CEO, then we're going to have a website and a web presence that communicates our unique difference and value to the world. We're going to find, we're going to create a presence on social networks that make it easy for people to find us and do business with us. We're going to know exactly who our target market is and what words they're using to search on online to express the pain that they're experiencing or the problems that they have that we are the perfect solution for. So as we take a look at those things and we get really busy and serious about doing the work to have a clear brand message and identity, a website, or I call it your hub, everything you do online, your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, your LinkedIn, all of that activity on Pinterest, the goal should be getting people back to your hub. You want them to find you through various channels, Blog Talk Radio, Scribe, SideShare, all these tools, and then you want them to come back and visit your hub and engage with you there. Your hub should be a very powerfully branded website that speaks to your value and speaks to the transformation that you help people experience. So let me really repeat that and break that down because some people didn't quite get what I just said. Many of us are taught, don't sell the features when you're talking to clients and trying to get people to buy your services and products. Instead, sell the benefits. And that used to work, Daphne, but now we're in a day and age where you can no longer just sell the benefits. You have to sell the transformation. So let me give you an example. I'll make it real plain and clear for everyone listening. To sell the features would be, let's say I have a program that I'm offering, and if I offer that program, I may sell the benefits like this. I have a coaching program called Monetize Your Moxie, and it is a virtual coaching program with 6 lessons, and during those 6 lessons, we're going to cover A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All I did was told you the what you get. Those are features. So now let's ramp up and shift into the gears of communicating the benefits. If you sign up for my Monetize Your Moxie coaching program, what you will find is that you will what you'll find is that you'll attract more clients, people will want to work with you, and your brand message will be more powerful. So those are benefits to the person. Mm-hmm. And some people will buy because that is appealing to them. But, oh, when you start to learn how to communicate your brand message and your value in the form of a transformation, and you can say to someone, the Monetize Your Moxie coaching program will help you develop the clarity and the courage you need to boldly position yourself in the marketplace and demand the fee that you know your work is worth. When you go through this program, no longer will you feel the need to give a discount and put yourself on sale, but you'll be able to powerfully and boldly state your fee, fully expecting that the other person will see the value that you offer. So now do you see how that last one talks about the transformation that the person will experience internally? So that's what we need to do when we're communicating our brand message. Make sure that people are hearing and getting the transformation that they will experience if they work with us. So those are some things about the findability, you know, increasing how findable your brand is.
Can I interject here and ask a question? Yes. How does this fit? We have always been taught over the years that we must always go hard, hit hard towards the pain of the client, because that's how they're going to open their checkbooks and pay and buy into the program. We have to focus on solving their pain. How much of that is true, and how does this piece, the findability portion, fits into that?
So you bring up a very interesting point, and this little bitty, it may seem insignificant to some, but it is the little pivot that will make all the difference in your ability to close the sale. We must not focus on the pain. We must understand the pain that focus on the transformation. If I came to you and focused on what's wrong and why you're feeling the way you're feeling and reminding you of all the negative things that you're experiencing, and then say, you know, but I can help you fix that, I'm taking you to a very negative place, and yes, emotionally, some people would get charged and so forth. I think we have to understand the pain, and mm-hmm. we have to speak to it, but the mm-hmm. focus is more on the transformation. So you remember when I said, you know, if you go through this program, you will find yourself no longer, now I'm talking about the pain now, but mm-hmm. I'm going to focus more on the transformation. You'll find yourself no longer, you know, in a position where you have to put yourself on sale, but mm-hmm. you will. Now I'm going to put most of my energy on the transformation. You mm-hmm. will find the courage and boldness to state your fee and fully expect that the person will pay you because they see the value that you offer. So most mm-hmm. of my energy is helping them tie into the transformation, but I have mm-hmm. to first connect with them
and understand. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we're going to move on to likable.
Yes, exactly. So once they find you, they do a Google search, or they connect with you via Facebook because maybe they're a friend of one of your friends, but somehow through the social network or online marketing world or even offline marketing through your business cards and maybe marketing brochures, they find you. When they find you, will they like you?
Mm.
You have to ask yourself, does my website, does my brand identity and presence communicate the message that I want to communicate so that they feel drawn to me? Will they feel a certain affinity towards me and my work and just want to know more? I had a woman that sat in on a call that I did, very similar to this one, and when she finished listening, she was so compelled to pick up the phone and call me. She was way in Germany, and in less than three weeks later, here I am flying to Germany because she says, I must work with you. I must
My
work
God.
With you. I've listened to a lot of people, but mm-hmm. you are the person that I must work with. So mm-hmm. when they find us, if they really like us, another translation for that is, does our message resonate with them? Is it relevant mm-hmm. to their situation, to their challenges? Right. So if we're relevant and we resonate with them and they like what they see, they're more likely to want to take that next step to research us to see if we're credible.
When they look at
how credible we are, they're, you know, I was on a call with a woman yesterday and mm-hmm. doing my strategy session, identifying her pain points and where mm-hmm. what her goals are. And one of the things she said to me at the very beginning, she says, I'm so excited to talk to you. I watched all your videos on YouTube, and I looked at your LinkedIn endorsements, and people say wonderful things about you. People are checking us out. So they find mm-hmm. us, then they like us, but before they spend money with us, they are going to check us out. They're going to use AngieList, LinkedIn, or some source to validate that we are who we say we are, and we can do what we say we can do. And so we must also be credible. You must have a website that makes it look like you're in business. You don't want a website that looks like your brother's, friend's, nephew's, best friend created your website.
Hallelujah.
And Intuit says, you know, you can have a website, you know, you can have a website that you built tonight and have it live tomorrow. You don't want a website that looks like you built it last night.
That's right. That's right.
So you got to,
you know, can I just quickly interject here while you get a sip of water, because you know what you have just said about people checking you out, it is so true. About 2 months ago, no, maybe 6 weeks ago or so, I went to a funeral of the mother of a good friend of mine in Danbury, and I met another lady there. My friend introduced us both, and we were courteous to each other. And we went in to show our respect and sat quietly. But this lady got up from her beside her husband, and she came and she sat with me. And we began talking. We connected on such a level, Ethia. This was Saturday. By Monday, I invited her to be on my local cable TV show. That's how strong we connected. We formed a friendship. She was having an event at her home this Thursday. She invited me to join the gathering for lunch. When I was leaving her home, her husband said to me, "Don't leave yet. Wait a while." And he said to me, "Did Joy tell you I watch your videos on YouTube?" My hand went over my mouth. I said, "How did you know I was on YouTube?" He said, "Because Joyce told me what you did. And I check you out." And I'm saying, why I never heard of her? He said, this is his word, because I'm not about comparing myself with others. What he said to me, I've heard about Mark Victor Hansen. I've heard about Jack Canfield. I've heard about Tony Robbins. I've never heard about you. And he said, I'm telling you. And he said, "I'm not BSing you. You're in the same league as they are." He said, "Joyce and I, we are going to do what we can to make sure others know about you." So what you are saying is so true. Yes.
Yes. And the thing about that credibility piece there is just what this man did for you. When people find that we're credible, you know, they want to tell other people about us because they found us, they liked us, we're the real deal, as they would call it. Now they want to tell people about us. So they become brand champions and brand ambassadors for us. And that's what that man did for you. So here's where we drop the ball, and this is the last point. Here's where many of us drop the ball. We don't have a brand message that's actionable. Meaning, we do a beautiful song and dance, we get people all excited, and we communicate what we can offer them, but we never ask for the sale, or we never give them instructions on that next step we want them to take. So, for example, my company had the wonderful privilege and opportunity to rebrand your next guest, Dolores Presley. And one of the things that we do with our clients is on their websites, we make sure that on every page there is a call to action. If you land on that page and you like what you saw, and then you're convinced that we're credible, we're going to ask you to do something, whether it's purchase a product, sign up for her free tips, or schedule a strategy session with her. We're going to make sure that if you find us, you like us, and you feel that she's credible, that we're going to ask you to engage with us. And that's what we got to have the boldness to do. Many of us are taught not to talk about ourselves, not to promote ourselves, but that's not being modest, and that's not being humble. And that's not the way that things operate. I mean, we have to learn to, in a non-arrogant way, communicate our value. We have
that's
to communicate our value.
That's
we
right.
have to
that's
ask
right.
people to take that next step. So so when you think about your own experience, right, have you seen the difference when you've asked people to take a step versus when you didn't ask them to take an action, that how that impacted your profitability and your success?
I'm going to be quite honest, because I was going to just say, ouch, when you just spoke, because I'm going to be honest. I'm being vulnerable. I'm being transparent,
right,
Lita. This has been my downfall, and that's why I need you like plants need oxygen. Because over the years, I've been busy doing, making a difference, making a difference, making a difference, not asking to take action. Because I am a little closer there now with my website, but I used to work with some men who think they are the ones that know what my website is supposed to be doing for me. Oh, no, women don't do that and women don't do that. And that's why it brought tears to my eyes when you mentioned about digging deep down. So I have not been asking for action for a long time, but the box stopped here and it's no longer going to be happening. And my heavens, where does time go when you're having such good knowledge? Oh, my God. We are down to 13 minutes. Yes. Go ahead.
One last point. I got to say this. On that same point you just made, right, one of the other reasons why we don't ask people to take an action is because, you know, we've been taught not to promote ourselves. And you know, you just share your own experience. But one of the other issues is when you have a servant's heart,
we've been trained
that you just do well and serve others, and it will come back to you. So we don't think that we have to ask for it, because we're like, well, we're making a difference. The people are experiencing the transformation. They should want to work with us. And what I have found, I'm going to be really frank with you. I have given and given and given in some situations, not all, but given and given and given. And then the person, when they're ready to pay someone to help them, they go get another person.
Lisa, why are you telling my story? You've been telling my story all morning.
And with that,
why
I'm
are you
done.
Doing that? Oh my
God.
My God. It is so true. So much as I tell people, I said, no, I don't be calling me. Don't tell me you go to my church. Don't tell me which church you go. I don't want to hear, because I'm not interested. I'm being honest. Because I've had too much of those. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. We have, until the next, my next guest called in, Alita, please, will you come back?
I will come back whenever you ask me to.
I want you to come back. I am going to give you an opportunity to summarize what you want to leave the listeners with. And you can go until Dolores calls in and give them your contact information. And thank you, thank you, thank you for believing in what I do, and for so generously investing in my listeners. Thank you.
And because of who you are and because of what you give, I want to give a free bonus to your listeners. If they would go to freeoffer.letheaowens.com, and that's spelled L-E-T as in Tom, H-I-A, OWENS.com, and I'm sure they'll post it in the chat for this call as well, but freeoffer.letheaowens.com, the very first step they need in order to start digging deep, I'm giving it to them for free, a free 360 personal brand assessment that they can send out anonymously to their friends, family members, colleagues, and their clients to get a very accurate picture of how people currently see them. And when they get that information back, they're going to find that there are things they need to tweak in order to create the type of brand identity they really want to have. So that's my gift. That's what I want to promote today. I want to promote the gift, which is in part of your birthday celebration. That's my gift to your listeners
Thank you.
Of your birthday celebration. And I believe that if they take those steps and the actions towards digging deep, they're going to find many rewards on the other side. So it's freeoffer.letheaowens.com.
Letheaowens.com. Okay. Oh, thank you so, so much.
Yes. And just to summarize the key points that we talked about that what makes you different makes you valuable, and what makes you valuable makes you wealthy. So don't try to be like everyone else, or don't try to dim your light because you don't want to stand out from everyone else. If in a particular area you're gifted, you are just gifted, and that's the way it was supposed to be. So in addition to that, we talked about really just being who you are on purpose and without apology. Be your most authentic self and bring it to the world. Even when others may not embrace the vision or the work that you're trying to do, stand boldly, you know, in your power, and don't let anyone stop you, not even your mother, in the case that, you know, I share with you my story, you know. And then lastly, we shared about once you do that hard work and you dig deep, you know, we talked about the deeper you dig, the taller you'll stand. When you do that hard work and you peel back those layers, you now will be able to unearth a brand identity that can be positioned to make you profitable. So once you have that brand identity and that brand message, it has to also be findable, likable, credible, and actionable in order for it to become powerful and profitable. That's the core of what we shared today in our call.
Thank you so much. You still have 8 minutes. So
wonderful, wonderful. So
you can use it as
for me. Sure.
Yes, I'm going to remind the callers, you can call in to ask your question, 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are in the chat room, please, if you want to type your question, go ahead, type it, and I will read it for Lithia. But it's quicker for you to just call in, 646-915-8166.
Yes.
I can't. So let's hear from you. You know, people always send email afterward and say, oh, everything was so good, we didn't want to disturb the flow. Okay. Yes, and we are waiting, and this Dolores Presley to call in. So, guys, I'm calling and ask a question. Well, let me ask a question, Lithia.
Yes.
When you look at both genders, which gender is mostly reluctant to claim their irresistible brand? Because men, you know, when I sit on the sideline and look on the men, they are doing stuff and making it happen. And sometimes the women, they are more laid back and low-key. Have you found that? Go ahead.
I just find that women have a harder time promoting their brand because they are taught to be more collaborative, and they're taught to share. When you look at how, as little girls, we start our bond of communicating with other women, we do it face to face. When our girl talking, we look at her hair, her eyes, the twitch in her mouth, and we're reading all of these signals to really get the fullness of her message. And so we just communicate differently. And because of that, find that women sometimes struggle to really communicate the value that they offer and the difference they can make. They would much rather work hard, do a great job, and
work smart.
Exactly. But men, if you look at how when they're little boys and how they grow up, if you ever look at two men in a room having a conversation, they are most often standing shoulder to shoulder.
That's
right?
Because
little boys,
exactly.
They stand shoulder to shoulder. It's kind of like the stance of competitiveness. And for some reason, that's just how they're wired. So they, from little boys, are taught to communicate, my truck is bigger than your truck. My truck goes faster than your truck. So
you know, my car is shiner. I'm polishing that car, and I'm thinking, man, you eating out of that stuff? David,
They have been trained to, to communicate and share their value much. I think they do it, and this is a generalization. There are some women who do it very well. There are some men who don't do it very well. But a generalization, when we look at the normal tendency is for men to feel more comfortable positioning themselves as someone who has a differentiating factor or value that they're bringing to the table.
You know, and a lot of the sisters, we are stepping up to the table now. We are not fitting into that box anymore. I mean, there are so many women now that society try to put in a box, and I'm just so excited to see them push that lid off. So
yes.
Hey, we are getting it. You know, we are getting it. It's not a man's world anymore. For too long, we have been programmed that it's a man's world. No, it's our world. And we are taking our fair portion. I mean, this global real estate belongs to all of us. And this is why we have people like you, Lithia, that is showing us that we can get 95% of this global real estate if we want, so long as we do the right thing.
Yes, and there are many, 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 many ways for us to exercise our gifts and talents. And, I know that there's homelessness. I know that there are people without jobs. And I'm not saying that that can be totally eliminated, but what I am saying is that people have so much more power than they ever give themselves credit for.
I am somebody said, ooh, I guess I'm not reading. Somebody said there was a question from the, please excuse me, website online. Okay, I have a website on my business. On an online one, very, very small in recruitment. Since the economy is not where it should be, I find employers not reaching out to us, but use their resources within. How can I complete that? I apologize for not reading it before. Okay, that's the question.
Recruiting. So here's the shift that has occurred while we were sleeping. And what I mean by that is when life was good and revenue was coming in because the things we were doing to traditionally get business were working, I call that sleep mode. We have to always keep one eye open and look at what trends are happening, what's shifting in your industry so that you can shift and change with it. So while we were sleeping to the Fair Recruitment Agency, while you were sleeping, the industry totally changed. And as you said, employers are now using internal resources to try to fill the few jobs that they do have. It's not even like the jobs are plentiful anymore. But here's the thing. You have probably traditionally waited for them to call you, that you build a relationship with them. When they have an opening, the expectation is that they would call you, that they would come to you. So now in today's marketing and today's way of getting your message out, it's important that you use what we call inbound marketing. I want you to Google that phrase. There are great videos by a company called HubSpot on YouTube about inbound marketing. And what that means is that you can do things online so that you go where the client is hanging out online. You look at their sociographics. We hear about demographics all the time and psychographics. But there's this new research and this new thing that we need to pay attention to called sociographics. And it's what are their behaviors online? So, for example, are there online periodicals or publications you should be trying to write articles in order to get the exposure that you need so that they come to you? Are there certain websites where HR executives hang out where you could write book reviews and book summaries just to get in front of those individuals so that they keep your company, your firm, top of mind? Are there things that you can do? Are there LinkedIn groups where these people are hanging out that you can show up and offer advice and help and information and occasionally let people know how they can do business with you and how your firm helps companies?
All right. We have a call. I'm going to take the call, and I have my other guests calling into. But I have one more. I have a caller. Caller, your last four digits are 9716. State your name, where you're calling from, and your question, please.
Hi, Hi, this is Keisha Bash from Seattle, Washington. I don't have a question.
Keisha.
I'm just calling in to just listen in.
Okay, great. So I'll put you back on mute. If you want to ask a question, you can push the button one. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Alicia, I am going to bring Dolores on live because I know she probably want to say howdy. So she's just such a powerful, powerful, wonderful person. An amazing woman. I met her, I remember we met at the FraserNet conference. Hello, power expert Dolores Franklin, is that you?
Good morning, Queen Daphne.
I can't believe I have two divas. I have two super divas in the house.
You have the best branding strategist on the planet on this fine this morning.
It doesn't get any better than
shadow of a doubt. Awesome, brilliant. I mean, if you need brand work, and I have gone to Alicia for many years, and she has helped me with my brand. And as you see, I've got a new brand coming out called Born to Be Up, and she has just strategized with me. My business has increased. She has a whole nother business that I'm sure she told you about and has helped me with my brand. So my website looks amazing just because
I have to
set
me offline.
Yes.
You know, Dolores, I just realized to talk to Lethe, I need 5 hours because we finished an hour and she didn't scratch the surface. It's the same thing with Dolores. When I have her on, we never have enough time, but it's always
never. Never. Well, I just want to say that I'm getting ready to put on my seatbelt because I know this next hour is going to be so powerful that I can't wait to step up and to get pumped up as I listen to our wonderful Dolores Presley share as a power expert. So thank you so much for having me on the call.
We will be speaking soon.
That's right, and I'm still here.
All righty. Thank you. Oh, Mrs. Dolores Presley, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. And congratulations on the new brand. I have not gone through everything yet, but girlfriend, what I have seen is powerful.
Thank you. That's the problem with many people, and myself included. We don't always use our power that we were given, our birthright. We have the power to live our dreams. We have the power to have the business we want. We have the power to move up in corporations like we would like to. We have that power, and that's what I've spent my entire life, Daphne, is helping people realize that they have this power and how to navigate it and leverage it so that they can live the life they want to live.
You know, because I remember when we met so many years ago at FraserNet. So I have watched your brand transformed. I've watched it. And this is what I want the listeners to understand, that what you are going to hear now is not what she got from a certification, but it's the journey she has been living. What? It's about maybe 10 years or so we met Dolores or something. We met at the first FraserNet conference, and they're coming up to conference 13 or something next year. So
yeah.
I've watched the transformation. I've watched the reinvention in you. I have watched the way you interact with people. You are reachable, you are touchable, you are likable, you are all of those things. And we're not going to go back from the story. People can go on YouTube and hear about when you were a teacher and when you was doing all the modeling and all of that, and how you were colored and had that poor boy drop on the floor and all that good stuff. But this morning we're just going to focus on why you saw it fit to reinvent yourself at the drop of a hat, if you may. Because you could look at the up brand and say, oh man, that's sharp, that's crisp. Let it stay where it is. but you always go to the edge and take risk. Why is this important as entrepreneur, Dolores?
First of all, I don't know if it's a drop of a hat, Daphne, because it takes work and it takes time. But I believe, again, and I know we don't want to go back to all my stories, but really they make me who I am today of how I was robbed of this. And you can't do that, Dolores. You can't go to college. You can't start a modeling agency for plus-size women. And so all of those can'ts kind of got into my system, and I'm like, yes, I can. I even wrote a book called Oh, Yes, I Can. So our first thing is our mindset and our belief system. And some people think that soft skills, communication, that's all foo-foo, and it's not important, but actually it's very important. To get to wherever you're trying to go, you have to deal with your inner self. You have to deal with your mindset. And if you haven't, then you may have a problem. So you must focus on your mindset. And I think as I reinvented myself, the very first thing, Daphne, was when I started speaking, and I'm sure when I met you 13 years ago or so, I was speaking on every topic there was to speak about.
Yep,
if you want to call me and you said you want it, matter of fact, someone just called me about sales. And see, now the speaker that I am, I know that's not my lane. That is not my area of expertise. But I would give a referral to one of my speaker friends who I know is excellent at sales. But that's probably the first mistake that people make in business. They're not an expert at anything. They're just do everything, and especially a speaker. Well, you want to talk about this? Well, yeah, I can talk about this. But no, I had to stop and focus. And I think that started to be the transition of me reinventing myself. That probably was the first thing, like, Dolores, you cannot do everything. And even in my company, I had to learn how to delegate. I don't know, sometimes these type A personalities. Yes, type A personalities just want to do it. Everything.
I just want to interject here because when I said the drop of a hat, I didn't mean you do it quickly. I meant you didn't fight the process. You move with the flow. You bend with the wind. Because some people, especially women, that have our personality, oh, no, this thing is working, man. Why you want? It look good, it working. We ain't going to touch that. But you are not that. You are flexible and you are open. In doing that. So when I said the drop of a hat, you know,
that's what
I meant.
Yes, and I have a teachable moment with that, and I talk about how my husband wanted me to go to a rodeo, and I was like, no way on earth am I going to go to a stinky rodeo. But to make a long story short, Daphne, I loved rodeo in the end, and that was a mental lesson, and I call it uncrossed. Your mental arms, uncross your mental arms. Just like you said, some women will just say, oh, no, we've done it this way all the time. We can never, ever change. No, I've done it this, and you have to change. And if you don't change, you're going to be stuck at the same place you are. And like Dr. Phil says, how is this working for you? So if
that's
it was working great for you, you don't need to change. But when you get stuck, that uncross your mental arms will really work.
And you know why I have come to realize that the reason why there are so many speakers or coaches out there coaching and everything and speaking and everything is just to collect a fee. And this is why I tell people, when people tell you they are coaches, ask what they coach on. What's their area of expertise? Because I said there is no coach out there that can coach everybody. I say it doesn't work. If you have a toothache, are you going to go to a shoemaker? No.
Right.
You know, so, and it's the same thing. You must specialize. You must be an expert. And if you're going to write your check, make sure you're writing it to an expert. Not everybody who's just trying to chase a check out there. And don't be, you don't need to be disrespectful. You just ask people, what's your area of expertise?
Right.
You know?
Right. That's very good. That's very good. Definitely.
So
that, I think that would be their first step is to change that mindset, work on your mindset, and then become an expert in whatever it is that you're doing.
Let us talk because I know you're going to be on for 30 minutes, you said, because you had other responsibilities, other commitments and responsibilities you need to take care of. Let us talk about the new brand. What is it going to be offering now? How is it different from the Up brand? And just sell us on that. And if you have an offer you want to give to the listeners too, you're welcome. I know we didn't talk about that, but you're welcome to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the beauty of it is that just in my spirit, and I know that my entire purpose is to help women live better lives. I mean, that I recognize that's my purpose, and that's why I'm on Earth. And I've always wanted to do an event for women, and I've always done that. I had a modeling agency for plus-size women for 18 years, and then it just kind of came to me, this word, Up. And we're still all in the same brand. It hasn't changed at all. It's just expanding and going to another mm-hmm. level. It's going higher, which Up takes you higher. And mm-hmm. so I was thinking, what can I do for women? And I heard the word Up, and I believe mm-hmm. it was going to keep in my spirit and said undeniably powerful. Because as women, many times we deny our power. We're always taking care of others and always nurturing and being the mother and taking care of others, and we deny our power. So mm-hmm. that was the birth of Up Woman, which was undeniably powerful woman. A woman will pledge that she will never deny her power. And as Lethea talked before, we're always, you know, we don't want to talk about ourselves. We don't want to ask for the business. But an undeniably powerful woman, an Up Woman, does that. She asks mm-hmm. for what she wants.
That's
so
right.
I work with Lethea, who helped me take my Up Woman brand and brand it with my Dolores Presley. So it's sort of what we call a co-brand. Mm-hmm. And Born to Be Up is just about the same thing. Everyone was born to be undeniably powerful, which means everyone mm-hmm. was born to use their power. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. And I have an organization for women. It's a year old. I'm so excited. And Daphne, as you said, sometimes people are afraid to take risks. And I have mm-hmm. always been a risk taker. When mm-hmm. I started that modeling agency 30 years ago, we all
wow.
know how to model now for plus sizes. But at that time, that was a major risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people were saying to me, it'll never work. And they ended up in Glamour and Marie Claire and Essence, and it just goes on and on. So then I come and I want to start another organization for women, and there are so many organizations for women. Why would this earth need another organization for women?
Because it's different.
Absolutely. There is no other organization on this planet that is like the Up Woman Network.
That's
and I would
right.
love for your viewers. And we're coming out with a new website for Up Woman as well. The website is theupwoman.com. And I believe maybe before this month is over, that site will be active. But the site that we have is active right now, and they're both active, so they can go to theupwoman.com. Again, that's theupwoman.com, and they can see and they can join. They can be a part of our Life Live program. They become members of Up Woman. They can attend events. Right now we're having an event in Cleveland, Ohio, February 1st. We have them in Flint, Michigan, and then we're going to have them in North Carolina, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey. And so we are looking for undeniably powerful women all across this nation to never deny their power. And we can give an offer, too. The Born to Be Up website, I would love for them just to go there. I have a new ebook that I just wrote. It's called How to Live an Up Life. And this is a book that will give you just some quick tips on how to live an up life. One of those things is to ask for the business, to believe in yourself. It goes right back to that mindset. And for that, they can just go to borntobeup.com, and just fill in the box there, and they can immediately get that ebook. And any of your listeners, I'm going to throw out something as well. Any of your listeners who would like to receive my networking ebook, which is 111 tips on how to network, because I believe networking is very important. That's why I've got to go to a networking event, but I can't do the whole hour for the show. And they can just email me directly. I'm giving them my direct email. It's DP, my initials, at DoloresPresley.com. That's DP at DoloresPresley.com. And they send me that. Just put newsletter. No, I said I was going to give them the tip book. Just put tip book in the top, and we'll send you that. So they got two chances, one to get the How to Live an Up Life and also the 111 networking tips.
Yeah, you still have time. Your time is not up yet. However, I just want to remind you something. I know this amazing Up woman, and she has been waiting forever to be invited to speak at one of the Up Woman events. And you know her too, Dolores.
Do I know her?
Oh, girl, you know her like you know her. You talk to her in her pajamas. You know that girl. You
know that
her
girl.
Like
we're
I.
Huh? We're going to have to make that happen at one of the
That's
events.
We're having
a national conference. Let me tell you, the national conference is in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's April 26th. And
That's
maybe
right.
I can get that person on one of the panels. We will see.
That's right. I think so. I think that girl needs to be on there. Lisa, what do you think? Don't you think she needs to be there too? I think she's not on. But listen, the lines are open for telephone calls to Dolores Presley, the power expert. The number is 646-915-8166. And let me check in with my caller here from Seattle to see if she has a question. Hello, my Seattle listener. Do you have a question?
I do not. Okay. I don't have a question. This is really good. I'm taking notes, and I'll be emailing for the ebook.
All right.
What does your Seattle person do? Miss Seattle,
can you
give
us your name?
I'm a life coach in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. What field of life coaching do you focus on?
So I focus on mind reprogramming. So reprogramming your mind. Eliminating stuff, limiting beliefs so you can live the life of your dream. So that's what I do. And I focus on women.
Ms. Seattle, what makes you different from all of those life coaches out there? Because that's what we talk about, the brand and the importance of what, and Daphne, I'm sorry, you know I'm a radio host.
Where I am right now is differentiating myself. So I happened to get on this call this morning. I remember it was happening. So that's my focus for this, you know, my goals is to actually figure out what makes me different. So I'm working on that as we speak.
And who is your coach at present?
My coach is Kama Anku.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not sure who she is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Dolores, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I just was saying, yes, it is so important that you focus on, first of all, your market, because that is, again, something that I did when I first started. I wanted to speak to everyone. I wanted to coach everyone. So you have to narrow down your market to be specific and think about who will pay you for what you're coaching, for what your area of expertise is, and not just to go. Like women, just saying that I speak for women, that is just too broad, because there are so many people out there who are coaching women, speaking to women, but if I didn't narrow my focus down, and it was very hard for me because I'm a person who likes to do everything all the time, but I had to narrow down my market. So I would say your ideal client, to focus on that person first. What does she look like? How old she is? What's her income? One thing that I did when I first started, I wanted to help all women. Mm-hmm. Then I found out the women that I was wanting to coach couldn't even afford to pay the fees for my coaching. So we have to begin.
Ooh, no.
Wow.
You're stepping on toes this morning. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just can't help everyone. And it's
that's
much
right.
As we want to, but we want to help. And then when I had my ideal client, she was hurting, she couldn't make a decision. So here I'm bringing all those type of women into my organization, but really that's not, they couldn't afford to pay, so that I had to define who she is, what she looks like, where she lives, what kind of clothes she wears, what's her income, where does she work, so forth. So just narrow all that down, and I think that will help you realize how you are different, and you can differentiate yourself from all the other life coaches who are out there. And I would say look for another word besides life coach, because there are so many people. Of course, you want to have that on your website. Even myself, and as Lydia has taught me as well, I don't really like being called a motivational speaker, and I'll tell you why, because I believe
motivation is an inside job anyhow.
It absolutely, you have to motivate yourself. I can inspire you, but you better believe motivational speaker is going to be on my website and around, because that is Google. Very high search word. You want to put life coach on there, but you want to say, you know, what's different about your life coaching that everyone else has out there?
That's good.
Girl,
Thank you.
You realize you and I have to go co-host a show. We spoke about that in the past. We haven't done it yet, but there's a lot of stuff going to happen in 2013. And Missy Atla, I forgot your name. What's your name again?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. I want
Hi.
You to please go on Facebook, and would you please like my fan page at Dynamic Daphne?
I've already liked your page.
Okay, connect with me on Twitter and go to Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, and you can get a couple of free stuff there too. Just subscribe to my list as well. Thank you. I hope this will not be your first and last time calling into the show. Follow the show too and mark it favorite.
I will do that.
Be kept informed on who the guests are. We are on twice a week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keisha.
So, Miss Delores, you have 8 minutes remaining until my guest calls in from France. We can continue speaking until he calls in. You probably want to summarize, and what else would you like to do?
Oh, I just wanted to women to think about, and I know you have male listeners as well, so listeners as well. At the Up Woman, we have a lot of different components. Like, we teach people how to speak up, how to connect up. How do you connect with people? What do you say that makes you different? You don't want to just start saying, I'm a speaker, so I teach people that in the Uplift program that we have, and that's just an incredible program. But at least just go to our website, theupwoman.com, become a part of our newsletter. Same thing for the other website, which is borntobeup.com. Born to be up. And I love the fact of all these different components. How do you speak up? What do you need to say? How do you step up? I think it's a time. We're talking about 2013 is coming. Let's step up to the plate. Let's do something else. Let's lift up. The beauty of Up Woman, the Up Woman Network, at every event that we have, we are going to take a charity, a nonprofit, and help lift them up. Because Up Woman is about lifting up. And so many times people, especially women, sometimes can be catty and they don't want to help each other. Daphne, we live in a world of abundance. We live
world
of abundance.
That's
so
right.
There's no reason for you not to lift someone else up and help someone else up. Stand up for what you believe in. There are so many things that are going on. You know it's not right. Something may be going on in your office, in your business. You know it's not right, but you won't stand up for it. That's not what Up Women do. I remember I had to stand up against Donald Trump. We're talking about Donald. But I believed in what I was doing. So we have to learn to stand up. And we have to
fill up.
What are we doing
to
fill up our lives? Are you a coach? Are you reading? Are you listening in your car? Are you turning on some really good information that's going to help you versus listening to some song that's not going to do a thing for you? So we have to learn to fill up our lives.
That's right. That is so true, because you can no longer allow other people to take responsibility of your life. It is yours. And you need to take responsibility and total control of that. There are too many women who have handed over their lives to others. They hand it over to their bosses, supervisors, community leaders, politicians, and the list goes on and on and on. Now 2013 is just around the corner. We want you to step up, be bold, and take control of you.
Definitely.
Take this time after you go back and re-listen to this conversation today. Take your journal and start to write down those things that you accept and appreciate about yourself. Identify those things that mark out to you that you know to whom you belong. I'm not talking about religion and all of that stuff, but spiritual wealth is important. If you're going to be an up woman, you got to have your spiritual stuff in order. If you're going to be irresistible out there, it's not a road that you can go by yourself. So you're going to need a companion. And that has to do with your spiritual walk. Too long that we have been sidetracked by religion and all of that. And I tell people, if you never set foot in a church ever again, you got to have your spiritual wealth under control. Because that's what is going to help you when the fellowship and everything is good. Yes, it is. But you got to know for yourself, where do I stand spiritually? So with that being said, we still have a few minutes. You can call in to ask a question. I didn't see any in the chat room. Again, I want to thank all the people who are in the chat room, who are hanging out with us. I'm so thankful. And before I ask Delores to give her closing remarks, I just want to thank her for coming and to invest in my listening audience. She always comes. She's always so willing to give of herself. I've never asked her to be here, and she says no. She always finds, even sometimes she's traveling and she has to call in from her hotel suite. But she is investing in you, and this is how giving she is. And I want to thank you, Delores, for the work you are doing. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for, you know, we have laughed together. I have cried with you, but your shoulder is always there, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, Daphne.
Thank
you. I want your audience to know, I guess I'm going to leave this thought with them. Never allow anyone to determine your self-worth. Never allow anyone to determine your self-worth. And that's why I work as a confidence coach and help women to have confidence. And I work with men too, but my main focus is women, but I have several gentlemen that I coach, and I coach them with confidence, and I coach them to move up to where they want to be. And that's what I'm saying to you, do that. And we're again with our up woman and up everything in order to upgrade to first class. You have to let go of coach. In order to upgrade to first class, you have to let go of coach. So that means you have to change some things. You can't be a coach and first class at the same time. And so we're
That's
going
right.
Up.
Thank you. Thank you. And merry, merry, merry Christmas to you. And tell Mr. Grant merry Christmas to him as well. And, Oh, I think we have a call. Let me see. Maybe this is a question for you or this. Oh, this is probably my same caller. She had got kicked off. But let me see. Hello, Keisha, is this you? You had got kicked off?
Yes, this is me. Sorry, phone's dropped, so
All
I'm
right.
back.
Okay. So I'll put you back on mute, and my caller is calling in from France. And Delores, thank you. We'll be speaking soon.
Thank you, Daphne. Check us out at borntobeup.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning, Mr. Hendry. How are you?
Hello, Daphne.
What time is it in France?
It's actually 5 p.m.
5 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, you are on live. Would you tell the people who you are and how you came to know me?
Okay, no problem. So my name is Andrew, and I'm 22 years old. And I live in Paris. And I knew you because you organized a school trip during the year of 2008.
Oh, and it's that long, Andrew? Wow.
And that's why I knew you.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long, 2008. I was wondering how you got so old. I didn't realize it. So,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm fine. And I'm glad to be in your show on radio today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also want to wish you again a happy birthday, because I know it was yesterday.
Thank you, Henry. Yes, and I have to tell the listeners, Henry just mentioned he came here in 2008. And ever since he went back to Paris, he always refers to me as his American mother. He has, he's always, we don't communicate every day, but he always keeps me up to date with what's going on in his life and his family's life. And he has just grown into an amazing young man. He sent a special professional picture yesterday. He said, "You don't have to worry. I took a picture that's professional." That's how much he knows. You know, and Henry, tell the listeners what you are studying. And thanks for the birthday wish, my son. Tell the listeners what you're studying in France and why you thought having a conversation on this entrepreneurial segment would be good.
I'm studying currently the economic with a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment I'm just a student, so I don't think so I can talk about the power, because I think it's the topic of today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just a student, so I don't know how to coach people about use power with their job or mm-hmm. with their career.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
But you were doing some, you did some internship in different corporations, because at one stage we were trying to get you to come here to do a part of that internship, and that did not work out. But I know you did, you are graduating in 2 years. In 2015 is when you're going to graduate with your degree in as an economist. But you did some internship. Would you tell the listeners about that, those experiences with those internships that you did over there?
I did some internship in a struck company,
mm-hmm.
which is working in a different country,
mm-hmm.
Slovakia, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish, so I could speak a lot of languages, like Spanish and English mm-hmm. at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had an internship in a supermarket,
mm-hmm.
which is famous in France.
Mm-hmm.
So I could saw inside what supermarket works.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see two different domains in economic.
Yeah, and you interact with different cultures, because the supermarket is a common ground where we have a lot of different ethnic groups come.
Yeah.
Do their shopping. And that's very important, the conversation we have in Henry, because as entrepreneurs, now the global platform is opened to us, And we have to learn how to interact with these different people. And when you go back, I want for you to go back and listen to the entire show. And you're going to hear the conversation I had with Mrs. Lethia Owens. She's one of the world's greatest branding experts. She travels all over the world to do her work. And this is very important. Yeah, go ahead. So, you know.
I was listening a little bit about the previous speakers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Lethia or Dolores.
Yes.
I don't know.
The first one and then, the first one was Lethia and then the second one was Dolores. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess her advice was good. Were good.
Yes.
For anybody.
So, and your sister is also studying to be an economist, right?
Yes.
Why did you both choose the same field?
I don't think so. It's the same field because I study in university whereas she study in business schools. So I guess it's different.
Yeah, it is different, and I'm glad you answered the question that way, because when we spoke, you told me that. But I asked the question because I wanted for you to tell the listeners that. And this just points us into the direction where Dolores mentioned about specializing. You must specialize in the area. So although you are both under the large umbrella of economics, you are specializing in different sections. Which is the same thing we were just mentioning to Keisha about specializing. And I know she's still listening, so I hope she got some insight out of that.
Okay.
So when you graduate, are you going to be working in Europe, or are you going to go someplace else? Have you thought about that yet?
I guess I would like to work in Europe, so as to know the Europe market, and maybe after that I will work in United States or Canada if I find some firm who wants to hire me. Because I know it's difficult to work abroad when you don't live in this country.
Well, guess what? It's not going to be difficult because you're working. You're going to be saving your money so you can hire Lethia so she can help you create your irresistible brand.
Okay.
So we're going to make sure that happens for you. You're going to go wherever your heart desires you to go.
Okay.
So what else you want to tell the people about, in being in Europe? Henry, you know, I still haven't been to France yet. When am I going to be coming to France? Maybe you should send my ticket so I could come this weekend for my birthday. How is that?
No problem. I will come you.
That's too funny, Henry. You are so funny. So what work does your parents do?
My mom own business at home because she's doing like B&B hotel at home.
So, repeat that slower. What kind of a hotel?
Like a B&B hotel.
Oh, bed and breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And
so a bed and breakfast. Yes, that's what your mom does.
At home. And it's funny because it is the first B&B hotel at France, which is specialized in Madagascar products.
Nice, beautiful.
And that's why maybe it's become famous. I don't know what to say.
Maybe I should have your mom on the radio to talk about it one day.
Maybe.
Yeah, you should ask her. Message me if she says yes and we set it up. Nice.
But unfortunately, she don't speak English.
Okay, so you would need to translate for her. What's your mom's native tongue again? I forget where your mom is from.
It's from Madagascar.
Okay. But she speaks French. And what do you speak?
Yeah.
What do you guys speak in Madagascar?
It's called Malagasy.
Malagasy. Do you speak Malagasy as well?
No, just few words. Not the languages.
Well, you only speak English and French. You are doing so good, my son. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you, Henry. Your English has improved so much.
Yeah. I would like to say that I apologize for my English because I'm French.
No.
Maybe if,
you don't need to apologize. You're doing good. So, what was the experience in America like for you when you came here in 2008? You were here for 21 days. What was it like for you?
What was the
experience? I ask you, what was it like for you? So, what I'm asking you is, what was the experience like?
I think it was a good experience because I was really, really want to came in to America because it's like my first dream to fulfill. Mm-hmm. And it was very good to come in America, meet new people and to share their habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so as to compare between France and USA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy to see what I saw on TV movie, and I saw it in real.
Right, it's different. When you compare what you see on TV and what you see in real life, it's different, and that's why it is so good that when people come and they get to interact with people one and one, then they realize that's not what we see. This is not the America that we see on television. That's not what we see in the movies. That's not what we see in the newspapers. So
that's right, and I think it's the same. It's the same thing in France, maybe, I don't know what you see in TV in America about France, but it's different between the TV and in the real.
In real life. That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. Henry, is there anything else you would like to say? I want to thank you for calling in. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Not at all.
All right.
If there is a question.
I don't know. Well, if you want to stay on, if there's a question, let me ask Keisha if she has a question. She's still here. And Walter, do you have a question for Henry? I'm going to Keisha to ask her if she has any questions for you.
Okay,
hi, Miss
no
Keisha.
Problem.
Miss Keisha, are you still there? Do you have a question for my French son? Are you married, Keisha?
I am married.
Oh boy, Henry wants to get an American girl. Henry, you can't have Lisa. She's already taken. So you're gonna have to just stick with your poor mama here, boy. Do you have any question for Henry?
I don't have any questions, but great job, Henry.
Okay.
Henry, she said great job. That means your English is good.
It is good.
Oh,
I understood very well what you're saying, so good job.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa, and thank you for coming on, and, you know, have a Merry Christmas, and I look forward to us staying connected, okay?
Yes.
That's for Keisha. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad I dialed in. I'm so glad I dialed in
all
this
right.
morning.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes, Henji. So, Henji, you know that you saw, I'm going to put the links of my new books, Henji, on your
okay.
page. And if you could circulate the links for me so people can support me and send
okay.
some of the people to my fan page at facebook.com/ Dynamic Daphne. I want you to get some people to sign up there. And my new website, Henji, is Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers. .com. So try and get
okay.
me some eyeballs there. Try and get some people who read English to purchase the books. And who
no
knows,
problem.
There was somebody who had said they would get me some translator so I can publish my books in French. So we're going to pray about that so that will happen. Walter,
okay,
do
no
you
problem.
Have any question? I'm looking to see if Walter, my producer, have any questions for you, Henji. Let me ask him. Any...
Okay, no problem. I'm still here.
You. Yep. And the other thing too, I want the listeners to know that I am proud. Oh yes, there's a call in here. Let me go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You're... Oh, no, that's Keisha. Oh, my Lord, Keisha. That's you. I thought I saw a 203 number. Okay. I am very proud to announce that I will be one of the contributing authors in the book Mission Unstoppable with Randall Pinkett, who is... one of the winners from The Apprentice with George Fraser and Susan Taylor. So I'm very excited. We are working diligently, and that book might be out this summer. So I want you to check on my page. I have 4 books with my collection of different quotes that has helped me with my reinvention and transformation process of life. So I want for you to support. When you order the books from my website, they will be personally autographed and shipped to you. The prices on the website includes the shipping and handling. When you order from Amazon, they will be released on Amazon in a couple of weeks. Those will not be autographed and sent to you. So let me see. Walter's question was, Henry, I never traveled to foreign countries. How hard was it for you? Okay. Somebody in the chat room, Henry, is asking. He's a grown man. He has never traveled to a foreign country. And he wants to know how difficult it was for you to travel here as a young man.
I guess it wasn't difficult because I've traveled yet in the past in different country, and also it wasn't difficult because I was with my friend at school, so. I don't feel so what it was difficult because I know that it was with my school and we have to discover new people and maybe the first day was maybe scary because I don't know the country, I don't know the people, I don't know if people will understand me with my English, but I think it was not scary at all because it was my dream to come in to America, so I guess it wasn't difficult. I don't know if I answer the question.
Yeah, let me ask him if he have anything. You hear him? did he answer NSW? Answer your question. Okay. I am asking him if he, he's typing Henji, so I'm going to read what he says. And you are so right, because I think one of the advantages of traveling to a new country is to go with someone else, so you're not by yourself. And you kind of have somebody to just support you. Because the thing is, I don't speak a foreign language, Henji, and every attempt I make to learn French, something happens. And I need to learn the language. I've been working with the group for so long, yet I have not learned the language. Yes, he says, yes, he did. He said you answer his question. He was just curious to find out if you were scared. And did you like the new foods, he want to know? How did you like American food, he wants to know, Henji?
Well, I like this.
The American food.
Oh, first of all, I was, I know, a little bit scared to come in America with food, because I don't know
what kind
American food, except the hamburger and the pancake.
Hamburger.
And I thought that I will be maybe overweight
mm-hmm.
after my travel,
mm-hmm.
but it was just at the beginning. But I think I could taste the most famous in America: hamburger, pancake,
mm-hmm.
Also cheesecake.
Cheesecake,
and,
oh Lord!
I don't know if I try all the things, but.
Did you try any new foods? You didn't try anything new when you were here?
Excuse me?
Did you try any new foods while you were here?
Cheesecake. I don't try cheesecake. I just heard about it, but no, I tried it, so it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Did you try what we call French toast?
The French toast?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, because you know that's just bread fried with eggs on it, and we call it French toast, and we put some pancake syrup on it.
Oh, I guess it's good.
Did you try waffles and hot dogs?
Yeah, I tried hot dog, but I already tried hot dog in France, so
okay.
It wasn't new, but cheesecake and pancake was new.
Pancake and cheesecake was new.
Yeah.
And chicken and beef and all of that, it's just the same thing. Because in France, you guys eat a lot of salads, right?
Yes.
And fresh. And because I speak to some of the people and they say they go to the market daily, and they get everything fresh, and they prepare it. Where here we try to buy in bulk and put it in our refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right.
Your mom, does she go to the market every day to get the cheese and the produce and the vegetables and everything?
No, I don't think so. She's going to the market every day. She's going to the market every Saturday.
Every
Saturday? She buy for all the week.
For the week, yeah, maybe because she's from Madagascar, and that's what she used to do in there, yeah. But the people who are from France, a lot of them tell me they go to the market daily.
Yeah, that's right.
And they just shop for everything fresh. Well, what are you going to be doing for Christmas, my son?
I think this would be with my family.
You're just going to stay with your family, all having a big Christmas dinner?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, be sure to post some pictures on my page and tell your parents I say Merry Christmas. And I'm looking forward to meet them because we've been communicating and saying hi and everything back, and I need to meet them. So who knows, in the near future, I might be in Paris and calling you and say, hey, Henry, guess where I am in Paris?
Well, yes, maybe we'll see you soon because I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And remember what I told you to do. Call up ECI and see if they looking for chaperone for the summer.
And okay, no problem.
Probably come on. So you have a Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling into the show to wish me happy birthday and to share what you're studying and just to share about your experience in America. I thank you very much, Henry.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So that was my past. That was my friend's son, Henry, in France. He was a French student that came here to America, and we just forged a friendship, and he is connected to me. I want to thank Keisha for calling in from Seattle. I want to thank my honored guests, Alita Owens and Dolores Presley, for all the people who signed in the chat room, and for all of you guys who are listening online, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have not yet done so, I want for you to follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Like me on Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. I want you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I want you to mark this show favorite and follow us here as a friend, and make sure that every week you are informed who our guests are. We are on twice a week, on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern and on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. I always tell you that you are born for greatness and that you should not settle for mediocrity. You heard strong affirmation this morning from both of my guests telling you why you need to stand out from the crowd. You need to be the bright light bulb. You need to be findable, likable, credible, and actionable. Remember those and share the link of today's shows to your listener. This is Dynamic Daphne. I want to thank Walter Misch for coming in and doing a fabulous job in the chat room. Thank you, Walter. And for all of you who tune in, I know you could be listening to something else, but instead, you choose to listen to this show. I love each and every one of you, and ain't nothing you can do about that. Merry Christmas, and I will see you soon. And check out my books and support me at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Thank you.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord.